Welcome to the SMA edition of Rare Disease Advisors' Rare Care Podcast, offering unique perspectives from researchers, clinicians, and influencers from the spinal muscular atrophy community.
Hello, this is Larry Luxner, Senior Correspondent for Rare Disease Advisor. I'm in Boston today on the campus of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. We're talking with Jenny Huang, a patient advocate for spinal muscular atrophy and mother of Ben Liu, a 21-year-old patient with SMA type 2. Ben, who was diagnosed at the age of 1 year, is a student at MIT and an international award-winning mathematician. Thank you so much for speaking with us, Jenny.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Please tell us your story.
I was born in China, and in 1996, I came to United States, and I started pursuing my math degree in University of Nebraska at Lincoln. And then after the graduation, I found a job as a software engineer in a chemi-informatic company. So I first had my daughter, and then in 2003, I had my son, Ben Liu. And by 1 year old, he was diagnosed with spinal muscular atrophy. And after diagnosed half a year, I found that his disease is progressing. And I feel if I don't work really hard, we will lose the battle.
And at what point did you notice that there was a problem?
We were mentioned by others that said, like, Ben probably needs to see a doctor in 6 months, but then his pediatrician never see the patient like this. He just said, oh, you guys are too over concerned. He's okay. So by 8 months, my mom brought Ben to China, and then we missed how he grow. And during that time, his disease did progress a lot.
So Ben was born in Nebraska?
No, it's actually here. Like, I graduated from University of Nebraska, Lincoln. And then my husband first found a job in San Diego. So 1 year later, I got a job in San Diego. So Ben was born in San Diego.
I see. And so at the beginning of this diagnosis, what kind of therapy or treatment was available for Ben?
Barely, you know, and even the diagnosed doctor didn't feel he has a great chance to live into adulthood. So he just said, they'll have some patient who with Ben's situation, similar situation, who does live into adulthood. That's what we are told at that time.
I understand. And so it's interesting. I got the impression that you are not only a caregiver, but you also homeschooled Ben. And in your own essay that you have written, you said that you work at least 16 hours every day to take care of Ben.
Yes, I work really hard. You know, I do the therapy 3 to 5 hours each day, and then to the cooking, I do the, like, here we do the indoor gardening, and feed him, shower him, like, before you come, we do shower, usually take 1 hour, do the thing, and then in the night, we have maybe 2 hours dedicated time to treat him. So I do the massages, stretching, and also acupuncture sometimes.
So just a question. At that time when Ben was born, there were no therapies really available for people with spinal muscular atrophy. Now the FDA has 3 approved therapies. Is Ben taking any of those therapies?
Yes, Ben had 2 medication. One is Spinraza, and the other is Evrysdi. So he started Spinraza a bit late, in the end of 2019, like December 2019, and he started Evrysdi 2020, August. I believe it's August.
So he's on both therapies.
Yes.
At the same time. Uh-huh. Have you seen a noticeable improvement?
I think it's, you know, we can't set the expectation too high because his disease already progressed mm-hmm. so much. But I do think it helps his some muscle stay strong, and also maybe help some like energy level, endurance.
What about your energy level as a caregiver?
Oh, I was tired, exhausted all the time, but I you know, struggled. So when Ben is doing this, I probably will lay in a massage bed doing some yoga nidra or something, because I stay very late with Ben, like 1:30, 2 o'clock. And then Ben can stay a bit late in bed, but I have to get up to prepare for the whole day. So I maybe each day I get like 4 to 5, 6 hours sleep.
Incredible, wow.
But I was really sick for the past of maybe 3 or 4 years, all the time. When I was tired, sometimes I will fall into a sleep.
So who is the caregiver when you can't be?
We have a nighttime shift, like a nurse come, but because he can't lift the band, and then I also trying to do most of it.
I understand. So I want to shift a bit to the subject at hand, which is education.
Yeah.
Ben is attending classes, or everything is remote, or how does that work?
So before MIT, he was home. I was his homeschool teacher. But, you know, we probably spend 10% to 20% really study. But for my philosophy is, you can learn everywhere and every time. Like when you talk to people and then you go outside, you can learn everything. And so that's the way we learn.
Mm-hmm.
And also I try to do things different way, like cooking. I never cook the same way. Always try to explore and always very curious. I want to just instill those kind of principle with Ben so that it will help him lifelong.
I understand. This is very admirable. You're doing everything pretty much. You're doing stretching, you're doing feeding, drinking, massaging, like you mentioned before. So basically, you are 100% caregiver in this.
Yeah,
in this,
probably like because I had a job, mm-hmm. but compared to this job, I feel like at least 3 times.
What was your job before?
Before I was software engineer at a Chemi Informatics company.
So, just as a point of reference, are you getting some kind of financial support since you can't work out, you know, in the real
yeah,
world?
Yeah, we have, like, California has some, like, IHSS. Before, like, maybe when Ben is 14 or 15 years old, before, we don't know there are this kind of program available. But now we know we have it, so I guess some payment.
Even though you're living in Massachusetts?
We will be back, like a winter break or summer break. So we didn't apply any financial assistance here. So we have the IHSS from California.
Are you involved with any local or national SMA patient advocacy groups?
I think sometimes I will give some tips, share some experience with Chinese SMA group. So, and I host some talk and say, how do we approach the daily challenges and how do we make things manageable, even though I feel lots of time I don't feel it's manageable. part because I set the goal high. So my goal is like, I want SMA have the least impact on Ben.
Yes, and yet Ben at school at MIT is very involved in coming up with ways to improve the lives of people with diseases similar to his. I understand here he's leading a team of engineers to develop a self-feeding device that will give patients more autonomy and independence.
Yes, he's vice president of the MIT AT Club, like the AT Club.
Is SMA a particular concern in China?
I think recently they were approved the two drugs, Evrysdi and the Spinraza, because I think the countries invest a lot. So the patient actually just need to pay a very fraction. They negotiate a very good price with the company. So a lot of patients are able to afford get the two drugs at the same time.
Well, here in the United States, of course, the cost of Spinraza, both drugs, is very high. How do you access these drugs?
Insurance pay for it. Before, there are about one year, CCS, California Child Service, paid for it.
So just, I want to come back to one theme and then we'll wrap up.
Okay.
And that is Ben's outstanding educational achievements at MIT and the fact that your son has won many awards, particularly with perfect score on a math SAT, which is unheard of.
Yeah, for them, like math major or attend the elite competition, SAT math full perfect score is easy. He never have to practice it. It's like for me, I can even get an 800, you know.
I see significant achievement you wrote in, it was securing honorable mention in the 2023 Alibaba Global Mathematics Competition among 50,000 participants around the world, including PhD math majors.
Yeah, that's a deal. That's a big deal.
It's a very big deal.
Yes. Yeah. And he, because of that, we are actually, the company Alibaba Math Committee actually invited us, me and Ben, to Beijing, and they pay the first class and the hotel, five-star hotel, for us to go there, even though the trip was extremely difficult because we don't have a direct flight. So we actually spent on road like close to 30 minutes. Oh, sorry, 30 hours. And then when we be back, the bus we scheduled didn't show up. We turned out like hanging on Boston Street at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's terrible.
We're just at about out of time. Any final thoughts?
So I think for everyone, if they have this kind of disease, you have to believe you can always do better. And also, for me, I want more self-reliance. So I feel like I need, as a parent, I want to continue improve my problem-solving skill, become more creative, so that we can provide reliable source to them. And also I realize we can't always do that. So we are always instill the independence idea to them, like you have to think in the way how to save energy, do one thing, use the least energy so that you still have some reserve to do other things.
Jenny, thank you so much. We've been speaking with Jenny Huang, a patient advocate for spinal muscular atrophy and the mom of Ben Lu, 21, who has SMA type 2. Thank you again.
And you're welcome, Larry.
This is Larry Luxner for Rare Disease Advisor.
Be sure to follow the latest news, perspectives, and clinical resources on rare diseases at rarediseaseadvisor.com. Thank you for listening.